Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Daniel Douglas, Apostle Daniel Douglas, along with none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us today on our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday. God bless you so very much. Listen, guys, as always, we're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this time. We want you to know that we're here for you. We're here praying, interceding, and calling on the name of the Lord for you, because we understand that the fight that you have today is a great fight, but we realize also that the God that we serve is greater than whatever issue or circumstance you may be experiencing right now, and know that God has a plan for your life. No matter where you may be at, no matter where you may find yourself at, know that God's hand is on your life. The enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat, but the Bible says it like this. He told Peter, he said, Peter, but I pray for you that your faith fail you not. So this morning, that's our prayer. Our prayer is that your faith is increased through your test. Your faith is increased through your battle. Your faith is increased through this journey, because we realize that the enemy's desire is to not only just take your mind, but he's trying to take your heart. He's trying to take your spirit. He's trying to take your fight. He's trying to take your joy. But your faith, amen, your faith, you're established by your faith. You're increased by your faith. You're gathered up in your faith. Your faith is what keeps you going, amen? So we want to let you know this morning that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Just trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding in all thy ways, and acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. As always, guys, we have a scriptural reading on this morning, and we have our prayer. So let us go into our scriptural reading. Our scriptural reading will come from Romans 8 and 36. 8 and 36, and it says this to us in Romans 8 and 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Let me read 37, because 37 go verse. Now, nay, all the day long we are moved through thy, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Amen. We are more than conquerors through him that love us. Even though we've been taken to that place. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, thank you for this opportunity and this time, Father, to come before these, your people. Father, our prayer is that those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God, will be touched, inspired, and strengthened through your word. God, we pray that your establishment of their strength, even now, God, that they are built up in their most holy faith, that no matter where they may find themselves at today, Father, not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Only thing we have to do is just trust you in the midst of that thing that we're in. Father, we know that you are a lover. You know that you are a mind regulator. We know you are a heart fixer. You know that we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. God, we understand and know that if the enemy comes against us like a flood, Father God, you will build a standard against him. You will make the enemy behave on our behalf. And for that, God, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. God, we say, take dominion over our life and over our situation. God, and have your way on today. God, that the people are glory, that the people are edified. Your name is glorified. God, and the devil is terrified. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And you remember, guys, you listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Lawrence and Leandria Johnson. This is my exodus. Amen. This is my exodus. God bless you. God bless you. We will continue in that Romans 8 instead of reading those first two, those verses that we read earlier. We're going to read 38 and 39, and we will derive from those readings our topic on this morning, If y'all want to lend me your hearts for a moment as we read the Word of God and go into what God has given me to share on this morning. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor any, nor death nor life, nor angel nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Neither height nor depth, nor any creation able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We're going to take our topic from that B portion that says, shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Our topic this morning is wanted dead or alive. Gracious Master, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would take the reins of this mighty word that you have placed into your servant's mouth. And we pray this morning, God, that you would take hold and do what you do best, and that is be God and be bigger than whatever issue or circumstance could be present at this time. God, we ask that you would be a present help in a time of storm, that you speak life, not just life, but life more abundantly, that these your people that are under the sound of my voice will be edified, that they were terrified. And your word, Father God, established in their hearts and in their minds, is our prayer. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. And our prayer this morning, God, is that word, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen, amen. Listen, I want to give to you this morning. First off, I want to give you some hope. I want to let you know that no matter where you may find yourself at, in whatever condition you may find yourself in, the most important thing that I want you to come take away from this message is that don't allow the condition you're in to separate you from the love of God. Amen. Don't let this thing separate you. I understand that there are those that are under the sound of my voice this morning as we do this live radio broadcast, that you may be in a real rough place. You may be in a very complicated place. You may be in a place to where the enemy has came in and he has ran rush out all over your life. He's done some of everything. He's attacked your finances. He's attacked your family. He's attacked your marriage. He's attacked your health. He's attacked your business opportunities. He's attacked every portion of who you are. He's come in and did everything that he could do that he thought that was capable of doing. Everything that was sound that was in your life, he has taken it and turned it upside down. But I want to let you know this morning that you have some hope. You have some push. You have some drive, because I want you to understand that no matter where you may find yourself in, beloved, that God is not just able, but God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. The enemy desire, my brothers and my sisters, my friends, my frenemies, my homies, my homies, his desire this morning is to separate you. His desire this morning is to get you to the point to where no matter how much you trust him, no matter how many many times you've been on your face, no matter how many times you called on the name of the Lord, no matter how many times you got into his presence and asked him to work some things out, it seems as if there is a still separation. But I'm reminded of the text in verse 38 says that I shall not let anything, no matter what it is, he said, nor height, nor depth, nor principality, nor angel, nor any such thing. Come here, let me help you. Verse 39 says, verse 38 says, any such thing that's going to come against me, I can't let this thing keep me from getting into his presence. I can't let this thing keep me from getting into the mindset that no matter where I may find myself at. Yeah. Some of y'all have found yourself in some real desperate places. Can I help you? You thought the PPP was going to come through, but it didn't work for you. You in a real desperate place. You thought that stimulus check would have been enough by now. You found yourself. Come here. Let me talk to you for a minute. You found yourself in a real desperate place. But watch the text. Don't let this thing separate you from the love of God. See, we have to understand that this is not just any type of walk, but this is a faith walk. And in faith, we have to realize there is a dying away in faith. Come on, preacher, teach the text this morning. There's a dying away that goes with what you got going on. You got to die to the place. You got to die to the place where the enemy wants to come in and cause you to be frustrated and angry and upset and cause all the stuff that's going on. He don't want you to die to this thing. He wants to get you frustrated and agitated. He want to get you all worked up in that place. But I stopped by this morning to give you some hope. I stopped by this morning to give you your push. I stopped by this morning to give you your drive. I stopped by this morning to let you know that the tears that you cried today, yes, God, the frustration place, the place of anger and desperation that you're in right now, God has already worked it out. Only thing we have to learn how to do is just wait. Wait on the Lord. Come here, let me help you. Wait, I say, on the Lord, for he shall renew your strength. You will mount up on wings of eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint, because there's in this thing, God. God, I learned that the weight is a building place. The weight, God is a muscle building place. Any of my bodybuilders, any of my weightlifters, any of my physical fitness fanatics, any of my personal trainers that is listening on the line this morning, I want to let you know, thank you for being on the line, number one, because you can testify and be a testimony to what I'm about to say. The more the weight, the more muscle that's built. Good God from Zion. So God is trying to let us know that the reason why he keeps piling on you is because he's trying to make you stronger. The stronger you are, the more people you can pull. The more people you can pull, the stronger you get. The more testimonies and tests that you go through. God will build you in a way that no matter what it is you're going through, you're going to be okay. He said, wait. He said, wait a minute. He said, rewind it, preacher. Okay. He said, not neither life nor death, nor life, nor angel, the principality. Now see, this is a thing I think a lot of us don't get. We don't get the idea, the understanding that when we're going through what we're going through, there's going to be some type of friction. Oh, Lord. Y'all still trying to figure out my topic, my text that says wounded, dead, or alive. Y'all, hold on. I'm getting to it. I ain't got but a few more minutes. I ain't got a whole lot of time. I'm not going to ride this thing alone. I want to give y'all what God gave me, and I'm going to get out the way. But watch this. He says neither nor death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality. This lets me know that, watch this here, it's going to be some dead times. And it's going to be some live times. It's going to be some people that's going to come that's going to be a help to me. And then there's going to be people that's going to come try to destroy me. But I found out in this thing that the Bible says it like this. It says, I press toward the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. The purpose of being dead in the press. Forgive me, I felt the Holy Ghost right there. The purpose of being dead in the press, the reason behind being dead in the press. Let me help you, Reverend. Let me help you there, Pastor. Let me help you there, Preacher. The purpose of being dead in the test is because where you are and where you're going, it requires you, to be numb to certain things and certain people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right up in there, right in that little section right there. I'm talking to that section right over there. I'm talking to y'all right there in the corner. I'm talking to the ones on the back row. I'm talking to the ones that then gave up that section right there. I'm talking to the ones who had hope in the situation, but they threw their hands up and said, you know what, if it didn't work out, I'm just going to go ahead on and move on. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm talking to you right there. I'm going to quit. I'm going in the towel. I give up. This thing will never fund me. I should have pulled out and left it alone. I'm talking to you right there. I have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God is getting ready to do for you. You got to bow. Lord, have mercy. Can I make it personalized? Come here. Can I get you a t-shirt, a coffee mug, and one of them fingers that they got the thumbs up on it? Can I get you one of them and let you know that God's plan will still work for you? Rather you, watch this, whether you didn't die in it, or whether you won't live through it, God's plan is still going to work for you. You just got to keep on going. See, you have to learn how to resuscitate yourself. Come here. You need to learn how to do CPR on yourself. Cry, pray, and repeat. Oh, my God. You got to learn how to do CPR. Cry, pray, and repeat. God, help me right here. God gives you the ability that even though you're in this thing, you got to cry aloud and spare not. Pray until shift happens and repeat. Because in the end, God will. What did I tell you? You just got to learn how to do CPR in your situation. Cry, pray, and repeat. He is not only disabled, Lord have mercy, but he is well able to open your eyes to the place called frustration. And he is God, and he is God all by himself. See, the daily average of people that give up is usually about, on a give or take average, 5 to 10 people an hour, a minute to give up. This is just my own personal thinking pattern. Y'all forgive me. I didn't get no statistics from nobody. This is just me. Because see, I've seen people that go through storms. I done seen folk that go through rain. I done seen people lose family members and lose loved ones and lose their hope and lose their ability to trust in this thing that they're going through. But I learned that in the midst of the trial and the midst of the test and the midst of the frustrated places that he is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. The only thing we have to learn how to do is trust in him and trust in the process. God, you fixed to mess these people up early this morning. The process, trust the process, see, because the process sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the process hurts more than anything that you can go through. Because, see, you, oh, Lord, help in the room right now. See, the process is not designed for the folk on the outside. The process is actually designed for you. Can I preach to the ones that's in the process? Lord, have mercy on my soul. The process is not designed for the ones that are on the outside of the ring, ladies and gentlemen. It's designed for the folks that's on the inside of the ring. See, the ones that's on the outside of the ring, they're cheering you on. They got some that's cheering you on. You got some that go to going, go, 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 go. You can win, you can win, you can win. It's just like a good old-fashioned WWE match. Yeah, you got the ones that's rooting for the bad guy, and you got the ones that's rooting for the good guy. But can I help you real quick? You can't listen to either one of them talk. It's got to be a personal. The process is a personal thing. You can't get so caught up in this that you're going through that you lose your focus and you lose your drive, because God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think our pace of progress is not fulfilled, ladies and gentlemen, until we understand that the process is not for the faint of heart. The process is not for the ones who are squeamish and not able to come here, that's not able to complete the task. The process hurts like hell. Come here. It's a painful place. Come here. Can we talk about the process and processing and pain? Processing and pain. I'm going to get real personalized with you. The process is real painful because it's a painful thing. Because anytime God is taking his time to move some things out of your life, it's going to hurt. Hello, lights and walls. Can I preach to you this morning? Can I just preach to the lights and walls? Because I don't think I'm going to get no amens. Because, see, pain. I dare you to just pinch yourself real hard. Take about 2 seconds and hold a real hard pitch. Yeah. Now multiply that by a million. Yeah, that's what it feels like when you're going through the process. Allow yourself to understand that this process thing requires you to go through a very painful place. Now, I'm just messing with some people real bad, but I got to go here with you. The process is also, it requires you to visit places, Lord, of your past. I'm gonna lose about 1,500 of y'all won't listen, but that's okay. I hope you come back because you need to hear this. You need to understand. Listen, you have to visit your painful places. You got to visit the places that you said you'll never go back to. You got to visit. Come here for about 30. Give me about 30 seconds of your time, right quick. 30 seconds of your time. Listen, you got to visit that painful place in order for God to engage you and get you to where you need to be. You got to sit among the ones that are talking about you. Thank you, Apostle. You blessed me last night. Listen, you got to sit among the ones that's talking about you. They're talking about you and running your name through the mud. You got to hear what they're saying. See, God has given me that ability to know that even in the midst of them talking about me, I'm still being used of God. God is still using me. You know that song back, in the 80s, they had, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I can't sing. Y'all get straight with me. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Listen, that's what we have to realize is we got to be in a place where it's not them that need to be, it's not them that need to be patient with us. It's God. Ask God, God, please be patient with me. God, are you not through with me yet? God, you ain't through with me yet. You still working on me. You still got some deep-rooted wounds. Oh, Lord. Some deep-rooted wounds that's still inside of me. It got some molestation that people are still dealing with. It got some rape that people are still dealing with. Come here. It got some mental and physical abuse that people are dealing with. It got some folk that's dealing with some stuff. We have to be patient. God has to work these things out. We got to learn how to be patient when God is working it out. And see, we can't get frustrated and agitated when the world say what they say to us. Because he's going to fulfill what he said. We just got to learn how to wait. Watch God move. Won't it? Dead. Or alive. See, truth be told, there's two parts to this. Romans 12 in one sense. I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 8:28 says that to us. That first off, God wants your sacrifice to be live. It's got to be kicking. It has to have something to it. It has to have a living, breathing, blood flowing situation that when you bring it to God, he can use a live sacrifice. Touch about two or three people. We can act like we're in church. Touch about two or three people and just tell them real quick. Say, listen. Hear me real good. Give me real good. That the place of isolation and desolation, we still have to give a live sacrifice. Even though everything around us is dead, we still have to give a live sacrifice. Touch about 90 of your best friends. And I want you to just go ahead on and text them. I want you to email them. I want you to FaceTime them. I want you to Instagram them. I want you to tweet it. I want you to MySpace it. I want you to Facebook it. I want you to put it on your calendar. And I want you to tell them this. Tell about 90 of them that even though we're in a place of desolation, we still have to give a live sacrifice. Hurts, pains, places of frustration, places of desolation, places of hurt, places where we don't understand why we're where we are. we have to learn how to still give a live sacrifice. We have to learn how to still give a live sacrifice. Because brothers and sisters, friends, loved ones, we have to understand that we can't let the stuff that comes against our life separate us from giving to God what's just to him. He is a lover of them who diligently seek after him. See, your seeking is not contingent on where you are. Your seeking is contingent on where you're trying to get to. Can I help you get to the place where you want to be at today? Learn how to trust him, for him, in him, because it's only him that makes the difference. It says, the Bible tells us like this. It says, in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. We have to learn, people of God, how to trust in him. Because at the end of the day, when the tears and the pain and the frustration is going on in our life, we have to learn how to work the works of him that sent us while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. God bless you. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I was just going to come on and hit it and quit it and jump on off. But I just wanted to tell y'all this morning, no matter where you find yourself at, it may feel like a dead place today, but he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. You got to keep on going and let God be God and the devil be a lie. For he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Amen. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you. See that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take. Now when I'm gonna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way, bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight, na na. Oh, 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 oh. in me. Because I said I've seen you working on no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I've seen you heal the sick through others.
And
I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you
said I've seen you working others. The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winans. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in, and they saw more. They had to operate again. When they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, no, I don't know why I let you operate in the first place. And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed, Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him. And the doctors came back and said, we don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. And David is alive today. Because I've seen you work, and I want you to work in me. Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, I've seen
you work,
and I want you to work. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting. Yielded and still. Second Chronicles. And Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, don't be angry, just let me stay. I got to. Second Chronicles 5. Second Chronicles 5. And 11. 2 Chronicles 5 and 11, and we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you haven't, indicate by shouting amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Listen, it's come to the portion of the broadcast where we extend the opportunity for you to become a part of the body of Christ. Sure, it's simple. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. We just extend to you Romans 10 and 9, which says that if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. There is a place called saved in Jesus. It's a safe place. Only thing you have to do is make up your mind. It is not by happenstance that you are here this morning to hear this broadcast. It's not by accident that you stopped by. You were scrolling and you found this broadcast playing. Listen, I want to extend to you this opportunity. I want to extend to you this chance to give your life to Christ. Now, by all means, we are not going to push. We're not going to prime you. We're not going to pump you. We're not going to prime you. We're just going to make a plea, a declaration. And if you want to receive it, just say, I receive it. We're just going to pray. And if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when we pray this prayer, we're going to re-quote that scripture. And I want you to say, Lord, I receive it. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. And see, the Bible says when you repent, when you come to this place and you repent, when you receive him, it's a place of repentance. You repent and you turn from that thing. You do a 180. You don't do a 360, because if you do a 360, you're right back where you started from. You want to do a 180. And when you do that 180, that means that you have turned your back on that situation. So I want to give you this opportunity this morning to turn your back on the situation. To turn your back on the situation, to turn your back on the situation, to turn your back on the situation. Amen? So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these, your precious children, under the sound of our voice today. Father, our prayer this morning is that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, as they are captive in this place called sin, a place where they don't understand why they may be there, a place, God, where they are, God, and they don't know how to come out, a place, Lord God, where they are, God, and they were tricked to be there, and now they have to pay the price. Father, we pray today, God, that you would be the solemn sound that they need to hear, to create them in a place of safety, a place of care within your heart and within your hand. Father, we pray that you would move mountains, valleys, hills, and anything, God, that is keeping them from getting close to you. God, confuse the enemy this morning and make him out of a lie. God, confuse his plan, confuse his plot. God, everything and anything that he has set up against these, your people. Give them the ability right now, Father, to stand firmly in who you are and who they are in you. Let them not be weary in well-doing, for in due season they shall reap if they faint not. God, we thank you right now, God, for doing what you do best, and that is be God and be God over their life. Now, God, we speak that scripture and we pray today, right now, in this atmosphere. Father, we pray and we say to them, now is the time to receive him. When we say, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and you are now saved. And now only thing they have to do is say, I receive it. And in that moment, and in this moment right now, Father, they are now saved. They are kept by you. And they can now walk into the place where you have freed them from their own devices and the devices of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen. Listen, guys, those of you all who would like to share, please go to your Cash Apps. You could go, and when you go to your Cash App, it is $WGC2020. That is $WGC2020. Go to your Cash App. You can go there and make your sacrifice of giving there. Again, that's $WGC2020. We look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow for our Women's Day Thursday with Pastor Douglas. Pastor Kashima Douglas, she will be doing her Women's Day Thursday on tomorrow. Please make sure you tune in and join in and be a part of the conversation. God bless you. We love you, and we look forward to you guys joining us again. Have a fantastic day.